This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved an increase in the minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP की रिपोर्ट पर 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए आज कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है. तो जितने भी क्रॉप्स हैं हरेक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
The highest absolute increase in MSP over the previous year has been recommended for Niger seed at 80 to 820 rupees per quintal, followed by ragi at 596 per quintal, cotton at 589 rupees per quintal, and sesame at 579 rupees per quintal. Among pulses, MSP of toor has been increased by 450 rupees per quintal, moong by 86 rupees. The Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. The government has approved 15,642 crore rupees.
The cost of working capital has been reduced by having interest subvention scheme. 4% per 2 lakh rupay tak ka kisano ko capital mile, wo dhyan rakha gaya is scheme mein. 7% nominal rate hai, usme 1.5% subvention hai. और 3% है प्रॉम्प्ट रीपेमेंट इंसेंटिव. इफेक्टिवली जो निकला है उसमें यह है कि करीब 4% पे किसानों को 2 लाख रुपए तक का लोन मिलता है. 449 बैंक्स और फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस इस स्कीम में जुड़े हुए हैं.
The Cabinet also gave the nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The total estimated cost of the projects is 3,399 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2029-30. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of the four-lane Badvel-Nellore corridor with a length of over 108 kilometer at a cost of around 3,653 crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh on NH-67 on design, build, finance, operate, transfer mode. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the Pragati meeting, the ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving centre and state governments today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed three major infrastructure projects worth over 62,000 crore rupees. The projects are related to the sectors of road transport, power and water resources located across various states and union territories. Emphasising the strategic importance of these projects, Mr. Modi called for concentrated efforts to overcome the implementation bottlenecks and ensure their timely completion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India's right to defend its people against acts of terror has been recognized by countries across the world. Addressing a program at the Embassy of Italy to celebrate the Italian National Day in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Italy's solidarity and support to India following the barbaric terror attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. He said India believes that the world will have zero tolerance for terrorism and cross-border terrorism. India's industrial production growth, measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, slowed to 2.7% in April as compared to growth rate of 3% in March. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the three major components of IIP, manufacturing rose 3.4%, electricity generation grew by 1.1%, while mining output contracted marginally by 0.2% in April. India has successfully defended its 4x400-meter mixed relay title at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea today. The Indian quartet Rupal Chaudhary, Santosh Kumar Tamilarasan, Vishal TK and Subha Venkateshan clocked 3 minutes 18.12 seconds to win gold, comfortably ahead of China and Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.